Blog Talk Radio.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop with a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. The wave's overtaking over the whole block. Lock to the boardroom, you need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door.
Boom.
With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who's who?
What?
What's the status? This, we're going backstage. Getting taxed, admission, you better switch gears.
Just hit
a fast addiction.
Listen,
we never take our eyes off the prize. New exclusive, and you've been authorized. Yeah.
What's poppin', people? Shamir Sileji, you know how it goes down about this time. Gonna have fun like we always do. Hip Hop Always Radio, hiphopalway.com. Doing it big each and every Wednesday from 7 to 8. Let's see. Make sure you hit us up, 646-200-4965 for your comments. I get a lot of emails. I've been getting a lot of emails recently. But like I said, guys, don't be afraid to call. I promise you, you definitely don't bite. A lot of things to discuss, as always. One thing I wanted to talk about first. Give you guys a quick update, let you guys know what's what we got going on with the website. We finally in alpha mode. If for those of you who are familiar with web terminology, that means the profile pages are done. The only thing we're doing now is we're getting all the bugs out. So we have our team, I have a team that are actually going over everything and just, working on getting the bugs out for you guys. So, because we really, like I said, we really want to make sure this is really hot for you. And once you see it, I'm telling you, it'll be definitely worth the wait. Definitely, like I said before, it's definitely something I'm extremely excited about. So we want to make sure that we just get this thing perfect. We don't want to put out a half-assed product, basically is what it is. Because we've seen a lot of things out there, and they definitely, the quality is just not good. So that's something we want to make sure we pride ourselves in not do, is put out a half-assed product. Other than that, let's see. Oh, I did receive a few emails last week about the co-host that was supposed to be on last week. Obviously, you guys know she obviously didn't show up. Unfortunately, obviously, she's out of the running at this point. It's like I said before, guys, this is something I really take seriously, and it's something that I really, I'm on my grind about. And it's no hard feelings or anything like that. I never want to do that. I wish her the best. But unfortunately, this situation is just not, conducive to, where she's at right now. And that's cool. It might be other opportunities for guest spots and all that type of stuff. But right now, we just had to do what we had to do, kind of move on. And really just get on our grind and make sure that we're focused on the task at hand and make sure we do what we have to do in order to make this thing work. Also, we have a lot of people who've been around for a long, 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 long time. And what I mean by that is they've been listening to the show before it was Hip Hop Our Way. Let's just put it like that. I'm not going to say the other name. Before it was Hip Hop Our Way. And they kind of been asking me what's going on with the format of the show. What we're doing these last couple weeks and actually will be ending next week, we're kind of just getting the whole situation situated. Once we get the whole situation situated, we'll actually be able to go back to our previous format. We'll obviously be able to do some of the other things that we wanted to do and basically bring you guys the content that you're used to from us. But once again, we're just getting the logistical stuff out the way. working on this new technology. For those of you who don't know, we were originally, you know, the show wasn't live. It was recorded, but we're working on the Blog Talk thing and trying to get that situated. So that's kind of what we're into right now. So that's where it is. Just wanted to kind of, I guess, give you guys a heads up so you guys really understood what was going on. We didn't forget about you. We definitely are always working on some big things. It's just a matter of just be patient with us and have that understanding. The more understanding you guys have, the quicker we can make this transition. We're looking at a September date of having the co-host situation taken care of and having these shows with the content that you guys are used to from us. So we don't want you to think we forgot, if you will, where, you know, what our bread and butter is, because that's something we definitely have not done. Let me see what else. Another thing I wanted to do is, I mean, I'm sure everyone in the hip-hop industry knows about this now, but we've had two recent passings recently. You know, you kind of never know, guys. You really got to live every day. It's like it's your last. You know, people who know me, they know my motto is every day set out to make history, because one day it will be history. You know what I mean? So that's, and that goes one of two ways. Either, you know, you pass away, or either you make that history that you set out to make. So whatever, you try to do that. We recently had Isaac Hayes pass away, as well as Bernie Mac. So like we do, no matter what, we want to make sure we definitely give them a rest in peace, a quick moment of silence for Isaac Hayes and Bernie Mac. All right, guys. Let's see. Once again, for those of you who've been around for a while, you understand we are continuously on our search for the hottest host, making sure we really get it in for you. And so we're working on a lot of things with that. We definitely have some good people in mind. Once again, just kind of piggyback off what I said earlier, some people have actually responded to me about the numbers, because they were saying the numbers look different. The reason why is because the young lady who was originally on is no longer on, so the numbers, she was actually in the lead at that point. That's what makes it really crazy, but she's no longer involved. It's just three people, and next week it'll be done. It'll be done. But with all that being said, what I'm going to do is we actually had our host call in this time. How real is that? How easy is that? I'm going to get her on the line, and we're going to get it in. Shemir, you know how your boy do. Let's see. Miss Jackson.
Hey, what's up, C Major? What's going on?
What's going on, sweetie? How you doing?
Yep, hey. I wasn't going to leave you hanging, so I definitely called
you. Okay, I'm just making sure, because you know what? Because it was funny, because, like, after that situation happened, my artist kind of put her out there on live, but I had my people email me, like, yo, what happened? Because I was mad short with stuff. I was extending stuff longer than it had to be, so I'm stalling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to make myself look bad, but, you know, it is what it is. So I prepared for this situation now. I got excited when I saw the 412, though. I ain't going to lie to you, because it kind of, you know, little pressure.
All right, great, exactly. You know, I'm
little
in there, so.
Little pressure off my back. So. Yeah, exactly. Before we get into, you know, our topics that we're going to discuss for today, what I want you to do is actually, you know, you can kind of tell people your background, tell people, you know, why you're here and what you want from us. You got a lot of people listening right now, so let them know what's really good.
Well, this is your girl, Copia Jackson, a.k.a. KJ Queen, and basically I plan to be the voice and the face at a station near you sometime soon. So I'm doing the entertainment journalism thing. I definitely got the experience more in, like, television journalism, but I'm trying to take it to another level and doing the entertainment thing, because this is what I love. I love hip-hop. I love the culture. I love the music. So I'm pursuing this, sharing this with the people, and trying to make it happen.
No, that's what's up. Like, why we all gotta have AKAs, though? Like, that's crazy, right? Like, everyone has an AKA. Nobody wants to be known as themselves.
Well, yeah, I am definitely.
I'm bad at it, too. I'm bad at it, too, so I'm guilty of it, too. I'm not gonna just put you on there like that. But I'm the same way. Why do we do that?
Well, my name is, my name is Copia, so it is different. It's definitely unique. But a lot of times, too, just to kind of, when you have, like, an image and things like that, and also sometimes just to go by a nickname.
Right.
It's KJ Queen. So when I'm with my friends and everything like that, say, hey, KJ Queen, this is
I got you. Mine is just my alter ego. Because it allows me permission to talk shit. Excuse my language, but I'm going to keep it real. It gives me permission to basically talk how I want to talk. I don't say they're separate, but I think we all have different sides to us. If you met Charles Major, you'd be like, oh, he's a cool dude, businessman, da-da-da. A C Major, now he's a whole different beast.
And musicians, they do that all the time. Like, for example, Master P, he changed his name to P. Miller. So,
that was
kind of
whack.
For a different part of his life.
Whack.
Yeah.
That's kind of why. He's not even relevant anymore. Like, I mean, and there's no disrespect to Master P because he's done great, 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 great things. But the reality of it is he's really not as relevant to the community, to the hip, to the mainstream hip-hop community. I don't think he's not relevant at all. I think his son is doing wonderful things, especially with him going to college, doing the whole
exactly.
thing. Even though he had the millions and millions already in the bank, I think that's definitely a good look for the community and hip-hop as a whole. But like I said, like Master P, like Percy, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. He's not in as much anymore, really, because, when was his last song that he made anyway?
Exactly. I don't even know.
So.
I think he had an album come out last year, but I don't really think people was checking for it. Too tough. But anyway, that's the end of it. I'm not here to bash Master P. I really think he's a Guinness Book of World Record holder, for those of you who don't know, who generated the most income in hip-hop. So don't get fucked up. His deal was sweet. That's why he can change his name to whatever he wants. For real. But real quick, we're going to get into just a couple of news items. Those of you who checked out the site recently, you notice we have Jay-Z's coming out with the Blueprint 3. We actually
Oh, my goodness. When he confirmed that, and I was like, wow, I can't believe it. Because, he did say he was going to retire, and, of course, now two albums later, and now, he's coming back out again, and he's definitely needed right now because, he was supposedly passing the torch to Lil Wayne. But, he's now come back to show that, I'm still here, and Jay-Z has not left yet. So I'm glad to know that.
Right. I think all of it's necessary. I think it's hard to, and I tell people all the time because, me and my people, we have conversations about it. And I tell them, it's hard to, when someone's actually truly passionate about something, it's truly difficult to just walk away.
Yeah.
It's the same reason why people say Michael Jordan should have quit when he was with the Bulls. If that was the case, he might not have had those three rings that he had. Even though with the Wizards, granted, he wasn't the same, but you can't escape your passion. Your passion is your passion.
Exactly.
I think people don't understand that. I think it's people who are not passionate for something. They can't understand why, because they think it's about the money. The man just closed another deal. For those of you who don't know, he closed another deal today, it looks like, for another $55 million. So he's not struggling for money right now. I believe it was in Vegas, the 40-40 Club is now going to actually allow betting and all this type of stuff. Article will be posted today. It's crazy. So he's on his way to that Billy, man. I salute the brother, but he makes it tough for all us young moguls, man. I swear, because now it's on a whole nother level. Now I'm going for quarter of a trillion now. Jesus, this dude is messing it up for everybody. I thought the billion was going to be the goal, but not anymore.
Trillionaire, exactly.
Jeez,
I guess the sky's the limit, basically. So
yeah, exactly. And for those of you who don't understand, it's not about the money. The money, obviously you can never spend $1 billion. It's just loving what you do, and more money you have, the more people you can help. I would say money makes bad people worse and good people better. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of what you can do with the dough. That's my soapbox. I got on my soapbox real quick. Did that. But that's really pretty much it for news. It's actually kind of been a light week. Of course, we still got the Rick Ross stuff people talking about, but I'm kind of sick of that at this point.
Exactly. I'm
pretty much sick of that.
Yeah, I mean.
No, what were you gonna say?
Oh no, I'm just saying that, you know, like, I mean, basically everybody knows the story, how we have pictures and evidence that he was a correctional officer, and you know, he's basically denying it. And I actually found out from an internet source that he said that, you know, I'm not a correctional officer because my best friend was on America's Most Wanted. And that's where you go wrong. That's his way of, like, keeping it trill. And I'm like, but the only thing is, just because your friend works for was on America's Most Wanted doesn't make you that or the same thing as him. So, you know, it's just like, I think he just totally has a warped idea of what, I guess, trill, and he's so into being gangster that, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't have a day job.
Right. I think what happens a lot of times, they don't know how to turn off their personas. So,
yeah.
And they start to take it with them, and they start believing what they say. You know what I'm saying? They start believing, they really move. Like, you say something enough times, you start believing it. And I think
they really
believe, like, I used to move this and move that. When the truth is, no, I used to arrest people that did that. Which is cool. It is what it is. I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 personally, but I guess that's not hip-hop enough.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that works either, but it is what it is.
Have gangsters on Wall Street. You have gangsters everywhere, basically, or criminals everywhere. So,
right.
I mean, anybody really can, be gangster. It's just, you know, not being
I live in the home of the gangsters. Come down to D.C., and I'm going to tell you, yes, there are other gangsters on the block, but the biggest gangsters you're going to see is right on K Street. For those of you who live in the D.M.V. area, y'all know the biggest gangsters is the government. And they do it. Some stuff they do legally, that's the crazy part. That's the real hustlers right there. So if y'all really want to see some gangsters, come down here. Come down to the Supreme Court. Visit 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's the biggest gangster in the world right there.
Yep.
He took something, told y'all he took it, and said, I wish y'all would do something. How real is that? I'm not even mad at George Bush. George Bush is the biggest gangster in the world right now.
Oh, wow. So true. And,
say
you know,
what
if
you
he really
want.
Was a boss, you know, he would have said, yeah, I was a correctional officer, but, you know, that was then, and he should have kept it moving.
Right.
I don't think he should have denied it at all, really, so.
Right, it is what it is, man. Some people are just going to be how they are. I'm going to just leave that one to myself. One topic I want to discuss today, because it's kind of been messing with my head for a little bit. Those of you who've been following the show, y'all know I am definitely in, so far, our website is definitely Barack Obama. You know, we endorse Barack Obama. But what I'm looking at is, I've been noticing a lot of the things. People have talked about the Ludacris situation with the song Politics, where he goes at Hillary Clinton and a couple of people. And I'm thinking, because mainstream America, to be honest, just don't get hip-hop yet. That's just the honesty of it. They really just do not understand hip-hop. They don't really understand where it comes from. All they see is the guns. It's like they're so narrow-minded.
Yeah.
Is hip-hop going to truly help or hurt Barack Obama? Because believe it or not, he's definitely the most hip-hop president we will ever see for a while. I mean, the man says one of his favorite albums, American Gangster. He's on tape singing Snoop Dogg like it's hot. He truly inspires me because it lets me know that he at least kind of gets it. Maybe he doesn't like all the language.
Yeah.
I can understand that. But what do you think, Kobe, as far as will hip-hop help or hurt Barack Obama?
I mean, I think that's an excellent, like, you know, thought and question, really, because, you know, really, it can be a blessing or a curse, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, there's two different ways of looking at it. I mean, like you were just saying, the Obama campaign has been, like, so sensationalized and he's kind of like a hip-hop / pop icon right now, really.
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes that's the best way or the only way to get young people involved because, you know, since a lot of his target audience is young people, I mean, he has to kind of draw them in somehow.
Right.
And so, you know, he's got it going on. He has style. You know, he's like a celebrity, basically. And basically, you know, he could possibly be our first black president. You know, And, you know, like you were saying, like, plus he doesn't, you know, identify just with us because he's black, but, you know, he also understands and appreciates the culture, too.
Right.
So, you know, that makes people kind of think, like, oh, well, he's like me, almost. You know, he understands
right.
me. So it's like,
right.
it's not like there's two separate, you know, entities, basically, you know. It's not like, you know, he's almost like one of us people,
right.
you know, when they look at him. But, you know, there is a consequence, though, I think, you know, for attracting, you know, young people that way, because they neglect the real issues and the fact that he is a politician, not an entertainer. I mean, he's entertaining,
right.
but he's not an entertainer.
Right.
And so it's kind of like trying to break that up, you know. It's hard to separate, you know, like the fact that, you know, he's with, when you look at it as far as with a hip-hop perspective, really, and the fact that, you know, he's in a totally almost different sector from music, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, right, definitely.
But, I mean, being associated with hip-hop artists helps, for example, with fundraising, you know, but we just want to make sure that hip-hop is not the only reason that they're paying attention. We do want them to look, you know, more into what the issues, what he's representing, and what he's about.
Right. I think what I've noticed a lot is, and this is with politicians in general, most people really don't understand a politician's platform. The average person who cannot watch MSNBC every day, cannot look through the pages and pages of a person's platform and watch CNN all day, they vote for who they can relate to.
Yeah, exactly.
And who's relatable to them. So for I guess, anyone who knows me, like I said, I talk about this all the time. I am, like, inundated with the whole thing because, you know, I wake up on watching MSNBC while I'm flipping channels.
Me
and,
too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So,
I watch it all, so.
And it's like they're trying to use the fact that he's popular against him. I don't really understand how that's going to work because I've always thought that the more popular you are, the better, even though I guess it does hurt in some ways. But the reality of it is if you receive more votes, you should win, even though we know the whole Electoral College thing, whatever, that's a whole other show. It's just disappointing to me when people want to use hip-hop again. Because to me, like I've always said, hip-hop seems recently to just be another name for black people. Like that's really, I mean, I'm just keeping it real with y'all. That seems to be the way of saying black people without saying it. You know what I'm saying? The hip-hop community, because I guess we're the only one that listens to it, but yet people don't understand. We don't buy most of the music. I don't know why they don't get that in their head, but whatever. Like, look at the numbers. If white America did not support hip-hop would not sell the way it does. Lil Wayne cannot sell a million copies in the black community alone. Let's put it like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's true, what you're basically saying. I mean, of course, you know, there's sometimes the suburban white kids that, of course, purchase
right.
music as well. But, you know, when you think of hip-hop, you know, of course, as we know, that's a culture. And that's basically
right.
kind of black culture as far as where its roots are. And so, you know, I think, you know, the fact that, you know, Obama is at least identifying with that, that, of course, is helping him, of
right.
course. You know, and
right.
it's encouraging young people to vote. And because this is, I think, the election where there's been, like, the most young people involved and supporting, really.
Right.
And especially for black young people as well.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, but I just don't want, basically, you know, Obama to be actually bigger than the actual cause. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I totally support, you know, Obama and, you know, his ideas and what he's about. But, you know, for the young people, like you said, who don't really understand the political platform and things like that, you know, they might sometimes neglect that and, you know, not really see what is the real issues and what's really going on. But at least, you
right.
know, of course, it's going to draw that interest in so that possibly they do look into that.
Right. And like I said, I mean, I just feel it really needs to be, I just hope as a people we understand that as a hip-hop community, we have a lot of power right now. We can mess a whole lot of people up if we say, oh, really? Y'all going down them because he's hip-hop? All right, all of us who don't have felonies, because, you know, we got felonies, we can't vote.
Yeah.
All of us who don't have felonies and all of us who can vote is going to vote. And we're going to swing this thing and we're going to make it a blowout. Like, I don't even want it close, because if it's close, 9 times out of 10, Obama's going to lose. If it's a blowout, then, I mean, it just is what it is. And I think that's where it needs to go. It's kind of like when someone's pushing your back against the wall, you have two reactions. You can either stay there and wait for something to happen, or you can push back. And I think we really need to push back and say whatever.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what he's also doing, you know, with the grassroots campaign, you know, using the common people to go out and, you know, support and bring people in and you know, inform people, basically.
Right. One thing, too, that kind of worries me, I went to, we have an event here in D.C. called the Stone Soul Picnic.
Okay.
And it's a big event. I can't even tell you how many people were there. It's a big event at RFK Stadium.
Wow.
And I was looking, and a lot of the vendors had, like, Barack Obama shirts and Barack Obama this and Barack. I was like, wait a minute. Are these people, do they care really anything about Barack Obama, or are they just caring about the commerce of it? Are they just caring because people are, it's kind of like, it reminded me of the dudes, like, if you go to a concert, they walking up and down the street trying to sell Jay-Z shirts, 56 shirts, you know what I'm saying?
It's so funny.
I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, really, is it becoming so big and so like that that it's just become commerce now? Like, is he that big of a star where it's like people just are going to just capitalize on it, or do these people even care?
Yeah, that's what I meant, too, when I was saying bigger than the actual cause. Like, you know, he's becoming, like, a major, like, icon, you know, like people in the entertainment industry. And so, you know, people, like I was saying, like merchandising off of this campaign, basically.
Right.
So, but I mean, nowadays, like, people are finding like so many different ways to kind of strategize and to get voters in. And I mean, I don't know that convention you went to, if it was just for younger people or if there was like an age range for it, but I bet a lot of young people were there too, right?
It was a little bit of everybody. It was actually, believe it or not, it was mostly, parents with children, because it was like it had like a lot of old school artists like Houdini. It was a lot of the older artists, but obviously it was one of those things. I call it like this, like the 16-year-olds will come because you know they can't go nowhere, so they tell their friends like, "Yo, meet me at the such and such. We gonna get up then." Like that type. You meet the dude.
Okay.
Like, come on, we always do that when we were younger. You meet him at that certain spot because you know your parents don't mind you going to that. Then y'all sneak off. That's a whole nother story. I was an asshole at 16. But it's kind of like that. So it was a lot of variety of people there. Not too many people middle age like that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't out there like that. But, you know, had media coverage. You know, it was definitely a big event. I would probably say it was 50,000 people easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you were just saying, like, is it commerce or a commitment? And, I mean, I guess when you get people selling T-shirts and pins and have Obama's face all over the place, I mean, that is a form of commitment, really, if you do think about it. But, you know, because the people who, of course, are selling that, you know, they have to have a strong belief and dedication for what they represent, which is, you know, Obama's campaign. But a lot, like I was saying, you know, you have to find new and interesting ways to grab people's attention and interest. And I guess a lot of it does turn into merchandising. So.
Right. And like I said, I just always wonder people's motives. When they do something like that, because motive is obviously, anyone to tell you motive is very important, your intent of doing it, because I don't see them donating any money to the campaign. Let's put it like that. That money's going in their pocket. They're doing what they do. They're keeping it moving, which is, hey, we just don't, we are all out there hustlers.
Yeah, because, I think they're starting to look at, and you can agree with me or disagree with me, I'm not sure, but they're kind of looking at Obama as a brand almost. Like, I read an article actually on the internet where they were saying that, you know, why can't we use information and to help build Obama's brand like they do for Coke or Pepsi. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute, that's crazy. I mean, first of all, like Coke and Pepsi, that's totally something different, of course. And, you know, when you think of commercials and things for Coke or Pepsi, it's like really entertaining. A lot of times, you know, just a lot of silly stuff. And you wouldn't want to associate that with, you know, a political campaign, you know, for the entire world, basically, or United States.
Mm-hmm.
And and like that can happen, you know, when you look at him as a brand, people will try to run and get carried away with it. You know, doing things like that, selling Obama pins and T-shirts.
Right. No, I definitely agree. I think a little different because I think we all brand ourselves. I brand myself as the mogul. Like, that's, I scream it 1,000 times. I haven't screamed it on this show, but that was my little plug right there. You saw that?
Yeah.
I, like, spit that and put myself in there. Like, that's why I brand myself, because that's the image I want to, you know, send out there to the people. The same way Donald Trump images, he's a billionaire. Like, he makes it known every 2 seconds. Like, I'm worth $1 billion. Like, I remember he sued somebody because in the paper, they called him a millionaire, and he was pissed. You know what I'm saying? Because that's his branding.
Yeah, exactly.
So with the Obama thing, I think he can be branded in a way as a celebrity and the whole deal, but I do think it has to be controlled. And that's
exactly
where it's coming out of context, because he can't control it. He can't control everybody who puts his face on the shirt. It's just impossible. Which kind of sucks, but that's the life of a politician.
Yeah.
And we've never seen anything like this.
So, I mean,
I haven't saw people rocking no McCain shirts like that.
Yeah.
They probably saw about 4 of those.
McCain shirts, I don't even know what they would say on his shirts, really.
Right.
Those probably be the most plain shirts ever, so.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. So, I mean, that is what it is. But before I go too far, we got somebody that wants to clock in. I know he's been waiting patiently, so I'm going to let him in and give his word. And he can let me know what he thinks about the whole Barack Obama thing. K-Dash.
Cool.
What's going on, Chief? What's the business?
What's going on, man?
Cooling it, you know, just doing me, running around, everything like I'm crazy, but, you know, it is what it is. Just wanted to call up and see what the busy Naz is for the day. So, you know, we on the
road. Say hi to Ms. Jackson.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, Miss Lady? How you doing?
Oh, good. Just, you know, talking here with
CD. Yeah, she's trying to figure it out. You see that, right? She had to look at a paper. You saw that?
Hey, what?
That's kind of
strange. She had to figure out the name. She's like, damn, which Negro is this? She said, C. Yeah, she made it.
I have your name. I listen to your show all the time. So.
Now she's trying to, you see that? She knows I'm the decision maker, so she spit me on that one. You saw that? That was hot. That was, congratulations. That was excellent. That was a move right there. And then K-Dash comes on the phone. He got his head tilted. You know, like, definitely you try to sound smooth. Like, you put your head tilted to the side. Come on, I like y'all do that when y'all was young. Like, you was on the phone with that girl. Okay? I know that's how you do. I've seen you do it. You put your head to the side.
Yo,
you don't want nobody
there. But, yo, you ain't supposed to put all that out in the air like
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, like, that's just, I'm just
on.
Putting it out there. We got to keep it real.
You, basically.
we keep it real on here, right? Like, we don't
exactly.
Really hide nothing. Right?
I'm just checking.
I'm just saying, I thought this was hip-hop our way radio. That means our way, how we do it. So I'm just putting it out there what it is. Stop trying to sound all smooth and shit, because I know you look like an R&B singer. You really do.
Yo, we know you're a rapper, but
you do look like an R&B singer.
How does he look? R&B
I look
singer.
Nothing like
I'm
a,
like,
I look nothing like an R&B singer.
He has like, yo, this dude, like when he puts his hair out, I call him Jesus, because he has like the long mane, like it's crazy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So.
You permit?
Nah, he straightens it.
Okay.
Let's be realistic.
He straightens it. He's like a fake Snoop. Like, it's, but that's me. I'm going to stop getting on you, but you know, I got to keep it real with you. I'm supposed to be getting on Miss Jackson right now because this is her day and it's her time to shine. So I'm going to get back to Miss Jackson and let her finish talking about me. Make sure she figures out my name because that's important.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Like,
you
like,
think I don't know your name?
That.
It's C major and it's Charles major, which is your government. So
ooh,
I know
wow.
that, right?
Let's blast the government on the.
You see that, right? You see that, right? People
wow.
gonna be looking up the social now. I mean,
seriously.
I give it to y'all. Hey, I got that ID lock shit. I give it to y'all. I'm gonna do like the dude on TV. I'm gonna spread it out there. Y'all can't say nothing from me. My identity is protected. It is what it is. But nah, Kay, you as an artist, right?
Yeah.
Because I know we've done some songs where you kind of like mentioned Barack Obama. Nothing really like political per se, but you've mentioned
mm-hmm.
it. How do you feel like this whole thing, like we've kind of been, I know you're out and about, so you probably haven't been able, had a chance to get on, but we kind of just been talking about how it seems like it's becoming such a big thing, first of all, that he's a part of hip-hop, because he does have some hip-hop traits, if you will, but then on the other side, it's like, is hip-hop taking advantage of it by people selling T-shirts, and everyone has like a Dear Obama song now. Are those really legitimate songs, or people just really saying, okay, Obama's hot, I'm going to write something about him, people going to listen? Because we haven't done a Dead to Obama song yet, and I was thinking about it, I ain't going to lie. But I'm just saying, how do you feel as an artist? Like, is it just because it's what's going on right now that you talk about it, or is it because you know it's like the it thing to talk about?
I mean, real talk, like, I'm not even going to lie, some folks might, you know, be a little pissed off at me or whatever, but like at this moment in time, real talk, like Obama's a celebrity. There's no two ways about
it.
Like
basically.
that's just what it is. And when you're a celebrity, anybody knows when you're a celebrity and you're hot, you know, it doesn't matter who you are or whatever, you know, folks, your name will get put in stuff. Period. I mean,
right.
if you think about it, like. When Bill Clinton was president and everything like that. That was a while ago, but, I mean, up to this day, folks still got Clinton and Lewinsky and Hillary, you know, running through their verses and everything because, you know, he was hot at that time. What he was doing was whatever he was doing. You feel me? He was getting it in.
Yeah,
and
you know what? He invented a whole new word of getting service.
Seriously.
That?
Seriously.
I
you know, folks be talking about Lewinsky like that's just the thing of the century.
You are 100% correct. He invented a whole new word. If you said you got you some Lewinsky, yeah, everybody knows what you're talking about. That's very interesting. But keep going.
So essentially, like, it's the same thing. Granted, you know, I don't necessarily want to say taking advantage, but, I mean, that essentially is what happens. When you're hot, people tend to gravitate and talk about what's hot, whether it's at the time or what has continuously been hot over time or whatever. That's just life, and that's just the industry. That's how it happens because, you know, nobody don't really want to be talking about whack shit or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, something that just nobody knows about. Everybody, you know, Obama's the name on everybody's tongue right now, period. So if you're
right.
saying something that puts that out there, hey, that's going, you know, that's going to catch people's ear and catch people's attention. Oh, he said Obama, what? What'd he say? This person said something about him. That person said something about him.
Well,
I mean, you know, that's just what it's looking like right now. So I don't want to say necessarily it's taking advantage, but it's more or less people trying to grab and hold on to what's hot for the time being and everything like that. So, I mean, you know, do some folks take it a tad bit too far? Of course. I mean, you always have some ignorant asshole or whatever who wants to take everything to the nth degree or whatever. Let's take everything to the 10th power and overdo it. You know, let's make buttons and, you know, let's make a whole Obama track. Like, you know, how necessary is that? Let's be realistic.
Right.
I mean,
and how people, I mean, like, you know, how have they reacted to you? Like when you put out songs, you know, about Obama and about the campaign going on, like how they gravitated towards you? I mean, did you maybe change people's ideas or views on Obama or people in general?
Here's the thing with me personally and everything like that. Like, you know, granted, yes, I am a lyricist and I tend to talk about essentially whatever the hell I feel like talking about. But you know, there's certain things or whatever, I guess, you know, a lyricist with morals or ethics and everything like that. There's a couple of views that I tend to shy away from as far as me putting X, Y, and Z out there. And, you know, majority of the time, I kind of tend to stay away from religion and politics because they're, you know, extremely, extremely, extremely controversial and everything like that. And though I'm not a stranger to controversy and everything, I'm no stranger to that at all, but, you know, I have to pick and choose my battles, period. So, you know, I'll put something together. Yeah, I might, you know, stick Obama name in a verse or something like that, but I still keep it relatively general, relatively like, hey, you know, this is all in good fun, not, yo, I'm trying to sway you or trying to change some person's views because, you know, that's, you know, not necessarily what I'm here for. Everybody has their own grind and everything like that. Obama's doing enough to try and change people's views and things of that nature. But I really, really don't think he needs too much of my help, except maybe for my vote, you feel me?
Yeah. I mean, that's good to hear, too, because, I mean, music, as we all know, is so influential. And like you said, it can sometimes, like, sway people and, you know, make them, you know, change their, you know, like, ideas about certain causes and things like that. So, I mean, I think that's good that you, you know, want to stay pretty neutral, but like you just said, talk about what's going on, like current events, basically.
Right. But let me ask you guys a question. Ms. Jackson, I'm going to go to you first, and Kay, I'm going to go to you. I don't know if you guys know, but recently the Ozone Awards were held in Houston. And Mike Jones, and you can check this out on hiphopourway.com, guys. Mike Jones was actually punched in the face by another rapper. Okay, or another rapper from Houston. And I was like, wow, like, I'm thinking it's backstage, crews had beef. You know, that stuff happens. That's just the reality of not just the industry, but life, period. But when I found the reason the guy punched him, it kind of bothered me. This is why he punched him. He punched him because he said Mike Jones was going around Houston saying that he was the, I think he said the mayor or the prince, something like that. You know how they do.
Of
Houston, and said because he was driving in his, he said he had a Bentley on spokes or something like that, and but he doesn't give back to the community, so that's why he punched him.
What are you
saying? So the dude didn't have, Mike Jones has done nothing to this man. The dude said he doesn't represent Houston. I represent Houston, so I'm going to hit him. But the funny thing about it was initially he walked up to Mike Jones, shook his hand, said what up, and then said, man, I don't like that thing you said on the radio the other day. And then I guess Mike Jones, mind you, he was there with his mom. Like, it wasn't even like he was there, like, you know what I'm saying? He was there, like, with his mom, and, like, I think some of his boys was around, but I don't...
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, like...
So, Ms. Jackson, I want your opinion on it, because that kind of threw me right there.
Yeah, I think that's so crazy, but, like, sometimes, like, people, they get so territorial about where they're from, and they have, like, such, like, this kind of state or, like, community pride, basically. And so, like... You know, I guess since Mike Jones was, you know, he was, you know, pretty national for a while, he's kind of quiet now. But, you know, for him to kind of, like, rep Houston, you know, he's big. And I guess now the rapper maybe felt that, you know, he wasn't doing any justice for, you know, where he's from. And some people, they take that so personal because, you know, they have such, you know, pride about where they come from. You know, sometimes they're like, well, are you fake? You know, are you really about what you say you are? And, you know, some people, like, their word means everything. Well, word means everything to them. And the fact that maybe he felt that he wasn't serious about it, you know, he took offense to that. I mean, I don't, you know, agree with what he did. But, I mean, some people, I guess, have different ways of, you know, they feel differently about things. And maybe word is something that's really important to him.
Right. Okay. Okay, what's your opinion on that?
I mean, it's, this goes back to kind of what I was just saying before. You know, some folks just tend to attempt to take things too far and everything like that. Things get out of hand for absolutely no reason or whatever. You know, granted, you know, Mike Jones might have said or did X, Y, and Z or whatever, but, I mean, the rationale behind what was done just seems totally ridiculous, nonsensical, seriously, because it just, I mean, like for what? At the end of the day, what is that proving? Seriously, like, you know, I think folks tend to get too caught up into, you know, necessarily what people say and everything like that. Like, you know, if it wasn't Mike Jones, would the same thing have happened? If just some regular dude on the street or whatever said X, Y, and Z or whatever, would he have gotten punched in the face for the same? I mean, it's crazy. You know, folks tend to hold lyricists and rappers in the game to some, you know, other standard and feel right. Like, you know, that they're almost, they have to be an example or they have to do this. Artists don't have to be anything. Artists don't owe anybody shit, really, in all honesty, because, you know, at the end of the day, they're just people like, you know, like everybody else. You know, folks get caught up in the limelight, this, that, and the third, and you forget to realize, yo, this is a person, yo. He puts his pants on one leg at a time just like me. Let's be serious.
Bro. And I mean, honestly, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, but saying like K and C, I mean, really, like, as far as with musicians and, like, I think people, and you guys can agree with me or not, but, like, they hold them in the same light as politicians, really, because
yeah.
A lot of young people who don't look or pay attention to politics, I mean, they look at musicians, you know, as that kind of informational source and that kind of type of leader. And so, I mean, that's crazy. Like you said, I don't think that, you know, musicians owe people anything, but, I mean, they kind of get put in that position just because of who they are, and, you know, music and entertainment in general is just becoming kind of like in all parts of the industry.
Right.
I mean,
no, I agree. As far as that goes, too, I'm going to comment on two things. One is the whole musician as a leader thing. I feel, to me, I think it's an unfair situation to put somebody in sometimes.
Yeah.
Only because if you're a creative person, and say God bless you with the talent to write songs, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a leader, because that might not be your calling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying if you want to get into the music business, you got to be prepared to – I think you have to be responsible, don't get me wrong, of not doing stupid stuff, but I don't think you have to go and be this political – like, some people are built for that. But some people not. You know what I'm saying? Some people are really put here to make music, but they're talented at it. You know what I'm saying? And to say to that person, oh, now you have to go and you have to give all your money back to the community, because da-da-da, to me, I think is extremely wrong, because that's not what that person is here for necessarily. Now, if they feel that's in their heart to do, I say go for it. You know what I mean? But To kind of comment, you know, backtrack a little bit on the Mike Jones thing, to be honest with me, I'm going to be real with y'all what I think about it. I think it was a publicity stunt. We're talking about him now. We wouldn't be talking about him if he didn't do it. Of course, when he does it, he does an interview after talking about my new album coming out. Like, it's
true,
like,
yeah.
It's kind of like, people will go, like, and it's real, people will seem to go to any means. Like, no one wants to just hustle no more. Like, that's just, like, out of there. And we got to do crazy stuff, and we got to do outrageous stuff just to get ourselves out there. That's something I don't ever want to base what I do with my artists with gimmicks.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen, like, over and over again, I'm watching certain things and seeing certain things, and it's so gimmicky. But if you look at the rappers who continuously sell, yeah, they're not perfect. I don't think they are. But they're them. Jay-Z is Jay-Z, whether you like him or not. Whether you like, damn, all this dude talks about how he make money. But guess what? He makes a lot of money. So he has to talk about 50 Cent. 50 Cent, you know, you might not like his game, but that was really him. Like, put it like this. If that was 50 Cent, do you think somebody would have did that? See, Mike Jones is not known to be a fighter. Not to say he can't fight, but that's not him.
Exactly.
If that same situation happened, say 50 didn't have his security with him and all that, would that same dude have punched 50 Cent in the face because 50 Cent said he was the king?
I don't think anybody would touch 50.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But if you so gangster, why would you just attack, to me, why would you just attack that dude that you know is, like, Mike Jones just makes decent music. I've always known he was from Houston. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought he rapped pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he talked about he gave back when the Katrina victims came, and he gave this and gave that. But when it's not publicized, that makes him wrong? Like, I just don't get it.
And a lot of rappers are doing that, though, because the whole, like, kind of beef situation with somebody. I mean, even the guy who punched him probably isn't, you know, famous or popular at all. But the whole thing, I think, recently with The Game and Jay-Z, how there's,
right.
like, supposedly a beef going on with them. Like how Jay-Z, in an interview, the interviewer asked Jay-Z about what he thought about The Game. And Jay-Z was like, oh, no, we don't mess with him. We're just going to let him commit suicide. And The Game, he was now posted on magazine covers with a gun to his head, and he was talking about interviews about, you know, committing suicide. And so, you know, supposedly there's something going on, you know, with them. I mean, I don't know how heated it's going to get, but, I mean,
yeah.
People can use that to kind of fuel their careers.
Right. It's I don't know. It's just my thing is I'm all with marketing. I'm all with branding.
Yeah.
I think those things are important. But gimmicks, to
yeah.
me, is whack. Like, gimmicks are whack, straight up. But that's, once again, that's my executive side talking, too. That's not just the radio person. That's my record label exec side speaking. Speaking of record labels, for those
yeah.
of you who don't know, I do have a record label. It's called ACO Records. And I do have an artist by the name of K-Dash. K-Dash.
Yes, sir.
You ready?
There's never a question, T. All
right, when?
Hey, I'm ready to hear this.
When?
Yo, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that. Put your hands down. Ears to the damn ground. Half you rappers couldn't hear me. Bet you can now. Just listen and witness how a champ sound. I got my gloves on. This ain't a love song, but I've been spitting crazy since baby had lugs on. Now my buzz strong, so it's time to G-unit some careers and get all these young bucks gone. And I ain't taking shots at no one. Still, your lips is on my dick like the top of a blowgun. I don't got problems. I've got them when those come. Yes, I got balls. I suggest you grow some. This is no fun. They just hopeless. See, it's a fixed fight. And I ain't broke shit. Here's something you can do. You can go kick those rocks and tread water like a goldfish. I got a frozen watch and a cool wrist. My hands looking like I'm holding a glow stick. I am focused and I'm so quick. I wrote this verse for this show back in 06. I had to relapse just to meet you here. Obama's been president at least 2 years. Trying to be me, it would be you squared. You can't see me, but I can see you clear. I'm nice.
Oh, so when the album's going to drop?
Early.
Oh, all right. She's from PA, too, so she know about all that early stuff, so let that go. And stop. Anyways, you're all right. You're still a fake rapper. All you talk about is the same thing. Like that, Kenny, like I split you right there. Like you thought I was gonna let you feel yourself real quick.
Oh,
so y'all don't understand, like, see this, I'm gonna keep y'all real so y'all understand. When we get off the air, he'll call me like, yo, I killed that shit. Like, so and you know what? To be honest, he's right, because I get the emails, I get the calls like, yo, who's that dude? But I have to deal with it. Y'all don't. So I can't be, you know, I mean, I'm just keeping it real with y'all. Told y'all I'm really high enough. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. Like, right now, he's like, yeah, you right, I'm going to call you. And you going to tell me I was hot.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I know how you do.
But here's what I'm saying. You over here just talking about, one time. I mean, let me go again then.
Hold on. Before you do all that, this dude thinks he's on Showtime at the Apollo or something.
Nigga, fuck you.
It's about Ms. Jackson right now. And I want Ms. Jackson because we have about 5 minutes left.
We've had
many hosts. And first of all, I don't know if you jacked the box. I don't know if you just spent your time clicking on both, but the way you pulled up in second like that, I gotta give you your props, because whichever way you did it, I don't know if you sent out the mass email joint.
You know what? Yes.
I have to really give you
Facebook,
a salute.
Everything. You know, that's
I have
Facebook
to really give you a salute for that one.
So, yeah.
I have to definitely give you your props on that one, because I was like, wow. Because I felt bad for you. I'm going to be real with you. I felt a little bad for you. Because I was like, damn, she ain't even going to get the full, you know, because everyone else had a little bit of time. But once you, I don't feel bad no more.
Yep, and I'm still trying to climb up there. I mean, I'm only at number 2 now. I mean, Cece, she's really doing good. She's like over 500 votes. So, I mean, I'm still trying to, you know, connect to that MySpace, that Facebook, tell people to vote for me and everything. And I'll tell the audience people now, like, hey, if you like what you hear right now, vote for me, please. Cause,
word
you know,
is born. I got
I'm definitely wanting to be a co-host on this show.
That's
so
crazy. Like, I salute you, like, straight up. You know, like I said, sometime I'm going to tell you, and I definitely give you a prop for that one. Before we close out, let Kay do a thing. But first, I want you to, you kind of did it just now, but you can say your last closing comments. Stress the people. We got, like, you know, a few thousand people listening. No pressure. Just let them know. Let them know what's going on. Let them know, you know, what you got. Let them know your MySpace page and all that.
Well, you can visit me at www.myspace.com, and my MySpace page is KRJ21. That's the URL. And you can also visit me on Facebook. Just type in Copia Jackson. My name is spelled K-O-P-I-A, then Jackson. I mean, I definitely want to be the next big entertainment journalist. And, you know, if you like what you hear, vote for me. Visit my page. Let me know how you feel. I take any type of feedback. So, you know, good or bad, I want to definitely grow in what I'm doing. So,
no, that's what's up. Well, definitely, Miss, it definitely was a pleasure. We got one more to go, y'all. We got one more. Like I said, I know the show has been a little different recently. Than the usual format, but we're going to go back to that format. We're just trying to get this co-host situation handled. So, guys, you know, just bear with me. One more week. We got one more week to go. Like I said, September is going to be the big show where we switch up
so
a little bit.
So, Cece's next week then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I like the way you said that. Like you want to cut a throat like that was hot.
No!
No, you really sounded like you wanted to beef with her. Like, oh, so she's next, huh?
No, I definitely I support my sister, so all my sisters know.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I gotta be honest. I do want the position, so I'm
gonna
fight for it. But you know, I definitely no hating on this side. So
I appreciate that, but you did sound like you wanted to cut a throat, though. Like for real. And I'm not mad. Like no, I tell people all the time, there's nothing wrong with competition. I think competition is healthy. I'm in competition with someone right now. I'm not going to say their name, but they know who they are. They told me my show, because we've been lagging. We haven't been doing as well as we normally do, and that's just because of the format. We've changed it over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So they told me, you know, they tried to play me, say I wasn't hot no more. So I love when my back's against the wall, because now I got to smash some records come September. Pushes
well,
crazy.
You know, if we get together and do this, I can help you bring up your rating,
so anybody who ever wants something in life, let me tell you, give first, and you always get back. So see how she stroked my ego right there? That was sweet. I like that. But anyways, like again, once again, it was a pleasure. We're going to let K-Dash close it out, get us out of here. You done? You ready?
Yo, we got enough time? Like I said, I'll run my mouth, you know?
Put it like this. If you don't catch it live, if you don't hear the whole thing live, Simply, this is all you have to do. You log on, hiphopourway.com/radio, and you can actually hear the whole joint live. You can hear it then. So you can download it then. So it's whatever. So you go, and then I'm going to close it out, and then I'm going to have fun because it's 8 o'clock. I'm in the District of Columbia, and I'm going to go have some fun because it's hot outside.
Well, listen, I'm attacking every rap song I've blacked on, every track I've spat on, snapped it in half like a crack bone. I'm that strong. See, this is my platform. I am the shit. Left skid marks on everything I've sat on. I'll latch on your neck if you rappers try to act wrong. So I will suggest you leave the bullcrap at home. I'm that gone. My patience ain't that long for all these fake dickheads similar to strap on. So pass on this message to your label that invests in you, and let them know that this is not the door you should be stepping through. The kid is a professional, my lyrics are electrical. Paralyze the competition, turn them into vegetables. The game stops now, this is nothing like a festival. I'm taking y'all to church, sort of, kind of like a vestibule. For those who didn't know by now, I think it's time you get a clue. My writings are incredible, convinced that I will never lose. Credentials are impeccable, essentially exceptional. I'm mentally immeasurable, my methods are unethical. But reference all my medical records, I'm on several Alzheimer's pills, now I'm basically unforgettable. It's strictly theoretical, please don't become hysterical. There's no one in particular, I'm just speaking in general. The kid is too sick, got me stocking up on Theraflu. I'm sneezing on a track, God, these symptoms are unbearable. I'm feeling something terrible. This dude is uncomparable. All I need is one mic, and y'all just need a miracle. I'm slightly satirical. I might be a lyrical G-O-D, but not likely a spiritual. I'm fearless, you're fearful. You're careless, I'm careful. You wanted me to spit, and I'm just giving you an earful. Chill.
That was real nice. That was hot.
Well, I'm going to say it like this, Kay, because, you know, they get mad at me when I start talking my shit, right? You know they do, right? Like, I get emails, like, seriously, I get, like, the haters. Like, I love them because they motivate me. Yeah, I get the hate emails.
Hating on Kay?
You do it, he all right, but, you know, because that means you're loving them because you're commenting on them. So, I'm going to do the easy one. I'm going to do it the easy way this time. You know, guys, your boy Simmons is really focused. I'm on my grind. And I know you're mad. I know you're upset. Please email me, radio@hiphopourway.com. I'll let you know. You can hit me up there anytime. I check my emails all day. But just remember, either get down or lay down, either with me or against me. We got now. We don't care who got next. So that's pretty much it. It's your man, C Major, K-Dash, Ms. Copia Jackson. What you got next week? I want some thoughts!